Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Hello, 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 everyone. We are so glad to have you here with us. We have a really special guest today. Well, frankly, we have great, great special guests every single week. But I've been really looking forward to this one to talk with Michelle Grace Lessard. Lessard? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Who is a shaman, an astrologist, a fellow Piscean, yeah, baby, and a marketer, yes, which I absolutely love, a marketer for healers and spiritual entrepreneurs. So we are going to have an absolutely fabulous call today. I want to say hello to Elizabeth before I introduce Reverend Michelle. And Elizabeth, how are you?
Hello, Anne. I'm very well, thank you. Can I just say one thing before we start? It's just something that when I was making a cup of coffee, I just felt really compelled to say it. And I just want to say a big thank you to Anne for all the work she does. I know this is her business, but she holds a lot of space for a lot of people. And she does it in a very authentic way, with a great deal of dynamism and compassion and care. And I'm sure I say it on behalf of the whole Divine team, but, you know, you're wonderful. So thank you very much for being such an amazing space holder for so many people.
Oh, Elizabeth, thank you.
Ditto.
That's really cool. Thank you. You make me cry. That is how to breathe as I receive that. Thank you very much. You really touched me. All right. The other tap. Thank you for that acknowledgement. I really appreciate that. All right. So today we have Elizabeth. We have me. We have this wonderful special guest, Reverend Michelle Grace Lessard, who is, you know, Michelle and I met about 3 years ago at an event, a three-day-long event, and I sat next to her, and she handed me her card. And on her card was this statement that said, taking you from woo-woo to who's who. And I was like, what? That is so cool. I really love that marketing message. And so right before the call today, I asked her, are you still using that? Because that was the piece that really struck me. And we became Facebook friends, and we've, you know, connected online. And she has her own group that teaches healers, spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, shamans, people who are really deeply into this very connected world with the divine, get their gifts out into the world using astrology, shamanism, cycles. She helps women create their businesses you know, spirit-led women design their businesses, as she calls it, by the light of the moon, so that they can follow their right timing to take right action, which I absolutely love. I think it's so powerful. So I am just unbelievably excited to be talking with you today, Michelle. Thank you so much. I didn't even know until we invited you to be on here that you're also a reverend. Like, that's really cool, too. So we have a lot of things in common. Hi, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And the story to that is that I was driving, this was back in the early 90s, when not much was around woo-woo stuff. You really had to go searching for it. And I wasn't sure exactly what was going on at the time. I just knew that I was having this opening, and I didn't know where it was going to take me. And so we were driving. I was driving in a car to a used CD store on Sunrise. It used to be there in Fort Lauderdale. And I went to get out of the car, and I had been contemplating what my next step was. Was I supposed to go back to school? Was I supposed to go back and become a psychotherapist? And a voice showed up in the car that was very loving, present, just like we're talking right now. And what the voice said is, you're a spiritual healer and counselor. You are a spiritual healer and counselor. And I got out of the car, and I thought, okay, now I'm really losing it. Now I'm hearing voices. And I went into the CD store, and I started arguing with the voice because,
of course,
I was like, I'm not going to be a minister. I mean, that was like the first thing I went to was, I'm not going to be a minister. No, no way, no hell. And I remember standing in the store just really going, okay, am I losing it? Now I'm actually talking to the voice. And so I didn't tell anybody for a couple of years, and then I just knew that, and then all my healing gifts kind of opened up, and I just knew that I was supposed to be a minister, and in order to do laying on of hands, the only thing you could do was either go back to massage school or become a minister. And so in 97, I'm standing there in an ordination ceremony, completely forgetting about the voice. It was like, oh, we're going to trick you and get you in this room and ordain you before you even realize it. And I was doing it, but I was, like, not realizing that it was connected to that voice. And, yeah, so I was ordained in 97, and when I just look back and go, wow, you know, just wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
If you have your own burning bush and they're telling you something, you darn well pay attention to it at this point. I'm like, okay. And I heard somebody, you know, I went to Barbara Brennan School of Healing, and the main person on stage said, you know, she had the same voice experience, and she said, you know, it takes a lot of energy for them to show up and speak to you. And if they're doing that, you need to pay attention because there's a reason why they're showing up at that particular time. That it's really important for you to understand that that's not such an easy thing to do, and that that's a real sign. And so rather than medicating it away like some people do, I just really knew where I was supposed to go and what my next steps were. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So here I sit 20 years later going, wow, look what happened.
Well, and you know what I'm thinking is, like, when you're talking about the 90s, I mean, I remember the 90s, of course, because my daughter was growing up, and I was really just starting to explore that whole world.
Yeah.
And for me, I was starting to go to Unity Church and really stepping into that, you know, the power of affirmations. And, I mean, I'm just remembering, we didn't have the Internet at that point. It was just very, very young. I mean, we had it, but it was, like, really, really young.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the things that were available to us were at those local stores, like you're talking about, or a local church, or through books. And, you know, I just read voraciously at, you know, during that time. We are in such a different awareness now of consciousness. And what at that point was happening is, let's see, how do I say it? Like, what we just take it for granted today. It's like, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
remember, and that's only, it's not even been 20 years, but it's, maybe it's been 20 years, but, you know, just barely. It was a very different world at that point. So how did you end up really getting into, if you don't mind me asking, I'm just curious, how did you end up getting into astrology? And, you know, how do people use the work that you do, the moon, to help them build their businesses? Now, I know a little bit about what just happened with, you know, Mars retrograde, and I know we're in a Mercury retrograde period right now, et cetera. I understand about those pieces, but I know that you go much deeper and much more specific with people. I've listened to a teleclass of yours. I follow you on Facebook, and I pay attention when you write something. I listen because I know that you know what you're talking about. So I guess I'm asking a bunch of questions, like how do you bring in that information to use it in your business, your meaning you, me, everybody. Number two, I'm curious to know how you ended up, because astrology just confuses me. the house this, and it does that, and I'm like, and I've had people do readings with me, and I'm like, my head hurts afterwards.
Well, here's the thing. Astrology is a sacred symbolic language, so just as you would go in to learn Spanish or Latin, you show up and you just say, you know, I'm committed to this. I'm going to let it take me. And that's literally what astrology did. A friend said, oh, we're going to see this astrologer. Would you like to come? And I sat in the first class, and she said one thing, and I piped up out of the room and said, oh, my God, that explains everything. I mean, like, blurted it out. And for the next 10 years, I showed up every Monday night to study with this woman. It just captured me. And what I like to tell women, especially, is that, you know, you don't have to know astrology. Just showing up and listening to the story that I say once a month really kind of activates whatever needs to be heard. And I don't do astrology the way most people do astrology. I'm a storyteller. Shamans by nature are storytellers. So when I look at somebody's chart, birth chart, then that's a snapshot at the moment you were born where, you know, you came in and said, this is the template I want to work with during this lifetime. And I look at it and it literally starts speaking to me about what's going on in your life, where you got stuck, what your life mission is, where you need to go, what's going on this month. And I can start to talk to somebody, and because I've been trained in shamanism, I can sit there and start to see this bigger picture that sometimes we get lost in. So I get, you know, I know there are not so good astrologers out there, and I've had clients come to me and say, I really am so confused about what that person just said, and I'll just say, you know, come on in, just listen to my new moon class. And so what I want to say about the moon work is that I started, you know, one of the things that happened around the voice time is that I was in meditation and I heard, you know, go to Barnes & Noble and get this book. And so I was like a really good doobie. Whatever the guidance was, I just went and did it. And I trained in the soul retrieval process. And I started doing that for clients. There's a wonderful book by Sondra Ingerman that's like the groundbreaking book that everybody's used since then. It's called Soul Retrieval. And it's mending the fragment itself. And it's basically when you come into life, and you have issues or things that may go on that you lose your vital life force energy if you have a trauma. And in our culture, we don't typically understand those trauma dramas, so we just keep piling on more and more and more. So soul retrieval is a shamanic skill that you go on a shamanic journey and you bring back the essence of what that person lost. So if you were in a car accident, and you hear the person say, I've never been the same since my car accident, my divorce, my surgery. you know that's an indicator that that person has had some sort of trauma and that there's a soul retrieval that needs to have happen. And so as a shaman, I journey to my helping allies, my spirit teachers, my guides, and they show me where the event was, and then I bring back the energy. They get, you know, there's a story that comes back, a very healing story, and there's a way I blow it back into the body, and then the healing happens. Well, I wanted something. I was sitting there watching all these people, and there's huge soul loss in our society today. We wouldn't be abusing nature. We wouldn't be abusing each other. We would be kind and gentle. There's huge soul loss, and I wanted something that I could do that would help people do their own soul retrieval. And so I was given a process of show up at each new moon, and you will call back your soul.
Oh, I love that.
So I tell people, show up with me for 90 days, and you will be transformed by the end of the 90 days. And I'm like the men's warehouse guy. I guarantee it. Something will happen, and you'll get these, like, oh, and something happens. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to do for you. However, I do know that the moon, especially for women, is the way that I called back my intuitive gifts. And so just women showing up for the new moon, that starts to call back their power. Where did you lose power, and how is that affecting you today? And the moon represents mother and emotions. It's the soul force in the chart. And if you're not operating at 100%, nobody's ever operating 100%, but if you're hiding, if you're not creating, if you're stuck, or if you're over-creating, which is what I wanted to share about today, those are things that will come up during your new moon work where you can actually start to take the journey. Well, why is this going on, and where am I getting lost, and how do I call that energy back so I can do what I came here to do? And I really believe that there were a group of us that woke up in the 90s
mm-hmm.
that were came, you know, it was like, you know, if I tell you that my job before the 1990s was I was corporate. I had my own business starting when I was 25. I grew it into a multiple six-figure business, highly successful, interior design, and I walked away. I walked away from everything. And I've recreated myself since I was 25 multiple times, and I know what this energy is about. And so there's a group of us that woke up in the 90s. We showed up right on time. And, you know, we're now in our 50s, a lot of us. And most time, women in their 50s are, you know, undergoing menopause. And that menopause was not a celebrated thing. And now it's celebrated. And that wisdom is coming forward in big measure, big transformational energy on the planet. I'm getting goosebumps while I say it.
I am too. I am just like filled with goosebumps because I'm thinking, she's talking about me, right? Like that time in the 90s when I was waking up, because before then I was just, I didn't even want to tell you. You know, I was like same, kind of like you. I was in a corporate law firm and loved it, totally loved it, and then chose to be with my daughter, wanted to be home with her, and that sort of like that was my heart cracking open time, and I began to explore this whole world, this alternate. I mean, I actually, before she was born, I was exploring and learning about meditation and all of that. But afterwards, I was full in, you know, yeah. Really full in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But oh my word, it's so true. We are in our 50s. We are, you know, taking on a whole new expression of, I'm seeing it all over. I see so many people. And you said something actually before we started. You were talking about what's going on for some people in this last several weeks. Do you mind just sharing and elaborating a little bit more about that, this awakening that's happening for some of the 40-something generation that's occurring that you're seeing.
Yeah.
I think that's fascinating because I'm seeing it as well.
Yeah. Well, I said back in December at the new moon session, I said the next 6 months was going to be what I called the great shakeout.
Nope.
And so we had a series of retrogrades. We had Venus go retrograde, which represents the heart chakra. You know, it's your mission and purpose. Do you really have heart and meaning in what you're doing? And then Mercury retrograde, which has to do with the throat chakra, and it has to do with how you're thinking and the words you use. And the words are either healing or harming someone,
mm-hmm.
including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Mars go retrograde, and Mars has to do with business cycles. And Mars went retrograde, and it has to do with the power center, which is the third chakra. So you had these three, like, buddies, you know, throat, heart, and solar plexus, all going retrograde. And so here's, you know, the 40s has always been, 37 to 44, has always been a time of awakening. For everyone, if you're awake or you're trying to wake up or you're not woken, you haven't woken up, something will come and kickstart it and take you to your knees to wake you up. And so there's always a choice during that time because there's different planetary energies lining up. But this particular last 6 months has really been kicking a lot of the 40-something women to say, okay, do you have heart? Does what you're doing have heart and meaning for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the awareness and the action to move it forward? Are you speaking your truth, or are you still hiding? And so this last Mercury retrograde that's come at the end of it, and we just started it a couple weeks ago, and it lasts until July 1st, has really been kicking the 40-something woman to the curb to say, okay, you've been walking your talk, let's do it now. So if you've been sitting on the curb going, yeah, I'm a real heart-centered woman, but you've been gossiping around everybody and their monkey's uncle, and you say you're really heart-centered, but everything that comes out of your mouth is extremely toxic, and you're gossiping, and you've got a really mean girl spirit, guess what? Mercury's taking you down.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well.
And so what you're seeing is a lot of, you know, Mercury is always around a timeout. It asks you, okay, let's sit back and figure out what the next step is. It's like a do-over. And so this week the Sun and Mercury have met up, like a meet-up, and they're having lunch, and they're saying, okay, they seem to have gotten it now. Okay, now we're moving forward, and Mercury's saying, okay, I'll see you at the next Mercury retrograde. And then Mercury moves on, the Sun's moving forward too. And now this week until July 1st, you should be getting, you know, what this Mercury retrograde was all about for you. And let's just throw in the middle of all this, the Sun going into Cancer and the summer solstice, which has to do with new beginnings and protecting the divine feminine. And so what do we have? We have Middle East rising up using the name Isis, which is one of the most dearest, clearest connections to nature. And we have these men rising up and putting down women. And, you know, I just think on a global level, on a personal level, I think it's very fascinating right now to watch everything going on and to be a part of it. Because, hey, guess what? We all opted to be in during this time and do our work. And so,
well, so give me an example of what that would look like in someone's business. Like just a tangible, specific, because I'll bet you have some in your back pocket right there, you know?
Like, yeah.
So that someone who's listening can go, oh, that's me. Okay, now I get it. I see. Like when you went into the class that day and you just went, oh, that makes sense. I get it. You know, like how would that apply for someone listening to this? And they can go, ah, got it. All right.
Yeah. Well, the past probably 29 days has all about been around speaking your truth, really showing up. and saying what you need to say in a loving way. And so you'll find, you know, I've heard people, their voice went out, somebody really important, right before they went on to do something that they were teaching some big class, and she got laryngitis.
Mm.
And she was asking for help online, you know, what do I do to a holistic remedy? And so, you know, if your voice is going out, if you don't have your volume, if you're trying to push too much, if things aren't working and flowing the way they are supposed to, then what I want to say is, why are you pushing so hard right now?
Mm-hmm.
Mercury retrograde is always a do-over time. This is what aren't you saying? And, you know, I take groups of women through quarterly around their money stories. And it's just been amazing the way the ancestors are showing up to help heal us.
Mm.
You know, have you really connected with your ancestral past to say, this is the wisdom keepers that have been holding this sacred for me so I can bring it forward?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you talked to them lately? Probably not.
That, love that.
Probably not.
Probably not. No. Yeah.
And so, you know, get quiet, spend time in nature. You know, if you're being called to, you know, sometimes people are being called to shut down their businesses. You know, some people are being called to open up a business.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, some very woo-woo people are too scared to do anything. And so they just keep creating and creating and creating and creating. That's why I wanted to talk about.
It's funny because I was just having a conversation with someone yesterday about her. She's really afraid to step into and own her spirituality in her business.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a creator, you know, a creator, creator, creator. And she's afraid to really just own her spirituality in her business, because she just hasn't figured out how to do that. And she was actually called to go into court to speak her truth and to declare a boundary that, you know, from another client who had horribly abused a boundary. And so she had to go and stand in her power during this time. It was just fascinating to see this happen and to know that she's being called to step up and just own who she is, like,
yeah,
really own it, claim it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I guess that would be, for me, an example of what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, really standing in her power with this.
Yes. And it's going to be really scary because stuff like that is scary. People are afraid of the woo. You know, you may have a parent that's, you know, told you, you know, that's not true, that don't believe in that, you know, that's not real, but, you know, do it anyway. You have to. Otherwise, a part of you is really, you're putting it away, and it's going to feel like a death, and that's not needed right now. This is what I tell people. Your gifts are really needed right now. Just bring them forward. Get with a group of people that support them, support you, and then let those gifts rip open. You know, go do what you're supposed to do. I mean, I like to tell people, just look around and look at what a mess the other ways made it.
That's right.
They haven't done anything. I mean, sure, we've got lots of good stuff, but what happens when you bring a different perspective into it? You know, it's just, and I say that at the opening of every new moon class, you know, you may have had this material before, and there's a drive to want to really know it, and I just want to honor that, because, you know your clients, they've probably been killed in a past life for doing this stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, and that all comes up, but, you know, are you... The first time I sat with my astrology teacher, she looked at my chart and she said, "You were killed every time you came here."
Mm, wow.
It's right there in my chart. She goes, I've got these aspects going on that are just like, but the thing of it was, I could never explain it. until somebody like Brenda looked at it and said to me, this is why. Mm-hmm. And I left that session with such a relief and a release. You know, she looked at me, she said, your parents were never home. Well, hello, yeah, you know, and it was just an amazing thing. So when you get recognized and supported, a dear, highly creative, so gifted woman came to sit with me, and I said, now I want you to write down everything you do. And she came back, and she had everything. She must have had 40 or 50 little pieces of papers of all the different classes that she had put together.
Wow.
40 or 50, that's a lot of product.
That's a lot.
That's somebody who likes to create a lot.
You know? Yes.
And so I just looked at her, and by the end of the session, it was like 3 hours. I just sat and listened. And, you know, you just need somebody to listen. And, you know, that's the thing that you do, and I hopefully do, is just deep listening to hear what's going on
mm-hmm.
so you can get to the other side of it. So it's not like, oh, I've got to hide behind all these things because, you know, if I do the one thing, it's going to really scare the bejeebies out of me. And I know that energy because I've lived it my whole entire life. So it's like, okay. So, and the other thing I want to say is don't use your creativity as an excuse for not creating a strong business.
Oh, my word. Or a strong, or an abundant business.
Yeah, a strong, abundant business.
Exactly.
And don't let your woo-woo stop you either. You know, some people say, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well, to me, when someone is like that, I'm really clear that they need the grounding. They need to get grounded in, because out there that they really need to be brought in, into their bodies, into the physicality, which is why they're not able to manifest what they're wanting. They absolutely need to get rooted.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just interrupt a second? I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to call in with a question for Michelle and Anne, then the lines are open now. And you can either call in via landline. The number is 646-668-2211. Okay, I'm just going to paste that in the chat room now. Or if you go to the top of our show page, you'll see a little Skype logo. And if you click there, it'll take you directly through to the show on a free Skype call. So if anybody wants to call in again, I'm just copying the number into the chat room now. Okay, thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I really appreciate that. Okay. Lost my train of thought here. All right. So you've been now doing your work for how many years? Like, you know, 15, 20 years, something like that? You've been doing this business for that long?
Well, I started my first business, and that was intuition, but I didn't recognize it. So I've been doing it since I'm 25 and now 58.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was an interior designer, I used to get divine downloads, but I didn't recognize them as such. And I would call my mom and say, I'm entering this award, and I'm going to win. And my mom would go, yeah, right. And I won. That was the funniest thing. So, and I would know. So, yeah, I've been doing this work for a long, long time. So.
When did you create your work to be online? Now, I know you're in Florida, not South Florida,
mm-hmm.
but you're in, what, like 90 minutes or 90 miles from me or something like that in
mm-hmm.
Jupiter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you do local as well as online, correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I ran circles in Lauderdale for 10, 12 years. And I was also online as well. So I've been online since 2001. And I started my first teleclass in 2004, and I started blogging in 2005.
Oh, my word. Girl, you're one of the early people online.
Yes, well, and here's the thing. That's, you know, I'm a person who likes to create. So in order for me to not get bored, I like to do a lot of different things. So, you know, that's one of the gifts that what I call a scanner is about. You need to have different things that really give you joy so you don't get bored. So if I hop on and do a class or I teach local, it's like, oh, I get to do this. Oh, I get to do that. So
give me some examples. No, go ahead.
Is a scanner a positive thing or a negative thing then?
Well, let me tell you what a lot of scanners hear is you don't finish anything. That's not, you know, you're not doing, you're a quitter. You know, people who love to create hear certain messages when they're growing up. Like my mother used to say to me, you never finish anything. Or, you know, I've had a coach say, you know, actually say you're quitting. But the deal is with it that what they don't understand about being a scanner is that they're complete, that they came to learn what they came to learn, and they're done. So, you know, for me, scanning now as an actor is great because it fuels my creativity. I know what that's about. But I had to heal the shame around the messages I got growing up around how I do creativity, because how I do creativity doesn't look like how somebody else might do creativity. And so, you know, by nature, I'm a designer, and I think a lot of scanners are designers. So I pull solutions out of the air. I did it with my interior design business. I do it with my healing, you know, certainly with the healing work, and certainly with the client work. So that, for me, a scanner is a great thing.
I love that.
Wow.
If you see Don Draper on Mad Men, he's a scanner. He's an idea man.
Oh, interesting.
If you see Steve Jobs.
I've never watched that show, but I've heard it's really good.
Well, he's an ad guy, and he sees a product, and he comes up with a whole message around that product and a storyline that just moves the people to say yes. That's a gift. That's a creator. Steve Jobs was a creator. You're able to pull solutions out of the air. You know, one time, and here's where it gets difficult for a scanner, is a scanner is a dreamer. And so back when I was doing the interior design work, I was doing hotels and restaurant design, and I got to see PepsiCo, the head of design development for PepsiCo, put together KFC, Ruby Tuesday, a lot of the big chains. And he said, on our team, we have three people. We have a dreamer, a schemer, and a reamer. And the dreamer is the person, the ideas person. The schemer is the person who gets the nuts and bolts, the engineers that put it together. And the reamer is the contractor. And so a lot of times a scanner is doing all three of those because they just love to be in all three areas. But if you're a dreamer, then go find a schemer and a reamer. You know, go hire a good VA to move your projects forward. Go hire somebody to construct what you need to have constructed. But if you're a Renaissance woman like I am, just quit beating yourself up. Just quit beating yourself up because your ideas are like what Barbara Shearer writes, are like diamonds and rubies, and they need to be celebrated. And you need to be able to finish a product or a program without feeling like you're in prison. So you need to understand that you have a different way of looking at life, and make that way of looking at life work for you. So I think being a scanner is the best thing because I've been doing it since I was really little. But I never had an idea about what it was about until I read, there's a wonderful book by Barbara Shearer called Refuse to Choose, and I think it came out in 2007. And, oh, my gosh, my life just shifted after that because I was like, oh, that's what I do.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I would like to actually learn more about the new moon and the 90-day money thing that you work with people on. Could you share a little bit more about that process, what you do with people?
Sure. Right now it's the 90 days. You come in, you listen to the new moon teleclass. If you want to go deeper with me, then you come into the course. We have a new moon mastermind called Vision Keeping. Vision Keeping is you show up at the new moon, you work that cycle for that particular new moon,
mm-hmm.
and then you move into the money breakthrough work, which is what I call the Moonlight Money Mastery. And in that 21 days, you're getting 21 journal prompts that I'm channeling, depending on the group that shows up. Each time it's different. It's seasonal. It's different. And so there's shamanic ritual, and there's creative projects. And we're working with the ancestors to clear your money story. That's the bottom line. And so I'm sorry, Elizabeth?
Sorry to interrupt. We have a caller on the line.
Elizabeth, hang on a second, please. Let her finish this.
Sorry.
That's okay. And so what's going on is, so I never know what's going to happen for each particular class or course that shows up. I just put the information out there, women sign up, and then I'm told I'm given a symbol or a ritual that is to carry us through the next 21 days. And then that 21 days, they're getting one journal prompt each morning that's activating whatever needs to be activated. And then certainly by the full moon, whatever's there, we do a shamanic healing. It's a 90-minute ritual. And then the following week, they're like golden. They're seeing where they've been, what they've done, how their money story has been tied up in it. And it's like behind resistance is always a whole bunch of creativity.
Mm.
It's always behind your resistance. If you can get through the resistance, you just know that there's going to be this huge pocket of creativity, new ideas, new inspirations. So when Sandy would lead us through, Sandra Ingerman would lead us through a 5-day soul retrieval, 3 of the days was delving into ritual around creativity. Because once you had your soul back, your soul essence back, you have all this creative energy. What are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
So it's really fun. But you have to be able to think outside of the box because you can't just say, oh, I'm going to go do this. And then, you have to be willing to ride whatever wave's there.
Mm-hmm.
So spring session doesn't look like summer session. Summer session doesn't look like fall session. Because some of the energies.
Fascinating. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you for that.
Yeah. I'm just going to bring the caller on now. She's called Nancy.
Okay.
Hi, Nancy, you're on.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Hi, Anne and Michelle. Thank you so much.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Michelle, I feel like you are talking a language I have been hungry for. I mean, I'm almost in tears. I just feel like we're a kindred spirit that came from a particular waveform. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, when you talked about the scanner,
mm-hmm.
I really related to that. When you talked about when you have a trauma and you say, my life has never been the same since then, I had that, and I really feel like now at age 65, I'm finally coming into my true self, and I still feel like there's so much more that I have to give and to share, and creativity is my focus. And so as you're talking about all that, my mind, of course, is spinning and, trying to take it all in, and I'm just curious if there's any one piece of that needs to be addressed before you can go on to the other. I guess that's my question.
Well, so what lights you up? What do you like to do?
I love to have fun while I work.
Mm-hmm.
My creativity comes out in my sessions with people. I do both classes, group classes, and one-on-one sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like in the context of dialogue, whether it's with one or with many, that's when I feel like my unique wisdom, genius, insight, whatever you want to call it, comes forth. It doesn't happen as easily when I'm writing. So, you know, when I'm trying to write things, articles, newsletters, copy for marketing, that's my hardest channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I have hired some other people. You were talking about the contractor business combo, or the scanner, the reamer, and one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have been adding people to my team, and I still have to be very conscientious about that just for practical reasons.
So let me ask a different way. What have you been wanting to do but you haven't done yet? It scares the bejeebies out of you.
expand my outreach.
Mm. So what's going to happen if you expand your outreach?
I'm afraid I'll get inundated, overwhelmed, and, you know, freeze up.
Okay. Okay. So have you expanded before and that's happened? Did you? What was your life before? I mean, tell me about
that. Well, it's happened a couple of times on, you know, kind of like isolated incidents, and the freeze factor was so big, it locked me up for a decade or more at a time. So,
yeah.
The first one was back when I was in my 20s, early 30s. I don't remember the exact age, but was when I first taught some of my own classes, where I was doing adult education back then. I was teaching, it kind of started out small and like free university kinds of things back then. But then I got an opportunity to teach a class on divine creativity, spirituality, you know, all of that. And it was for a singles group in a very large Presbyterian church in the greater Kansas City area, and over 100 people came.
Mm.
And I got I did a great job, people loved it, but the shock value of being seen and heard by that many people at the same time, and, ooh, wow, I need to tap, because that's really triggering.
Yeah.
Something in me.
I hear that. And I would venture that it was you opening up to the divine and running that amount of energy.
Yeah, because I was so charged that it scared me.
Yeah. And there's a blog post on my on marketingforhealers.com around I'm a shaker. And the first time I gave a chapel talk, and, you know, they asked me to come in and talk, and I wanted to talk about God. And I was so filled with spirit that the podium literally started shaking off the table.
Yeah.
And I made a decision at that point that I wasn't going to speak in public.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would certainly, you know, go back to those times when you were really filled and full.
Mm-hmm.
And just start to work from there. And it sounds like you had soul loss during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And start to tap on it. And if the tapping's not really, you know, the tapping will work, but if you feel like you need a soul retrieval, then reach out to shamanicteachers.com and see if there's a shamanic practitioner in your area, or call me.
Okay. Well, and when you said that about the soul retrieval part, and I think that was in the moment when you said, and sometimes when people have a highly traumatic event, what they really need is a soul retrieval. And I mean, I've been on this journey consciously for over 20 years, so I've tried a lot of things, including at various times what people called soul retrieval,
mm-hmm.
mostly because of a childhood event in which it was a near-death experience in which I was hung from a clothesline by a neighbor boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have no conscious memory prior to that event. My conscious memory began after that event. And I even had a psychic at a psychic fair just look at me and say, oh, you have a rope around your neck. And I went, well, that doesn't surprise me. And I'd worked on it a lot. And she says, oh, but also you really did die and you're a walk-in. Well, that just really threw me.
Mm.
I mean, it's like I didn't know what to do with that information.
Okay.
So I've had these kinds of very isolated experiences that I know impact me, and I am trying to just accept, release, let go, move on.
Well, it sounds like you've done an excellent job of it. It sounds like, you know, this conversation may be bringing up some emotional trash that's connected to that time. I don't know. Certainly the telling you that you're a walk-in and just leaving it at that, that to me is one of the problems that we have today, is people shouldn't be telling other people it's a boundary violation for me. People, you know, it's like the Long Island medium or whatever her name is. I there are things that are happening right now that people shouldn't be telling other people. That has nothing to do with the person that's being told the information. It has to do with the person delivering it. And so what I want to say is that this, you know, re-listen to this call and just start to journal and spend time outside and do your tapping and just ask that you have a very wise woman within you. For you to stand up and lead in a Presbyterian church in the time period that you live it on divine creativity was remarkable. Remarkable. That is to be celebrated. And so whether it took you 30 years or 35 years to come back to that point, who really cares? But you have all that wisdom that's still sitting there that wants to be shared and taught. And to the number of people, I don't care if it's one person or it's 20,000 people, that you have something that needs to be shared and wants to be, longs to be shared. And
yes.
that there may be something from that experience that wants to come forward now that will take you to that next place that you really want to be. That there's a code that's seated within you at the moment of your birth that has been there for eons and that never got to come through. But in this lifetime, it's allowed now because we can speak our truth.
Yes. Yes, I do feel that.
So I just really bless you for being on the call and sharing your truth, because it probably touches into other women's truths, and that just to know that you have everything you need, and you've been the angels and teachers and everyone supporting you, including
yes.
Anne and I.
I do know that. I'm so grateful for Anne and for you showing up today. I mean, it really felt like a divine appointment, because, you know, it's not like I don't have plenty of other things to be doing right now, but I really felt, you know, like my team was nudging me, go listen to that.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you helping me to just awaken and acknowledge some of these parts of myself that, you know, were perhaps a bit hidden.
Yeah.
Nancy, thank you so much for sharing that. And Michelle, that was awesome. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you both.
We're getting closer to the end of the call or the program, and I want to make sure that Michelle has the opportunity to share what she has here for anybody who's listening to, you know, she has a gift for you all. And I would say, please go get it. Go get on her list. Learn from her. Get the information on her programs when they're coming up, so that you can get connected in with her, so that you can learn, you know, participate in the 90 days and the new moon series and the, you know, heal your money story and all of that. Michelle, why don't you tell us what you have and where to get the free offering that you've got, the gift, your complimentary gift?
Sure. You can go to tinyurl.com, that's tinyurl.com / new moon Michelle. That's New Moon Michelle. And there's I put a bunch of different things up there that'll help you.
Michelle is one L, guys, not two.
Well, I did it with both. So if you type in, I go by both.
You go, girl. You're smart.
I was like, okay. Let's
right there.
Both.
Wait a minute. I just want to highlight marketing genius, marketing genius, marketing genius. She did tiny URL. She got a specific URL that is with her and with her name spelled both ways.
Yes, yes. So, yeah. And, you know, we have the New Moon teleclass tomorrow night. So if you want to be part of that, just sign up. The information's right there. The link's on the New Moon Michelle page. And I did want to leave three, and you can go to marketingforhealers.com. That's where I hang out. But I did want to leave with three steps that so people listening in later can follow. Is the first step is admit to yourself that you love to create and just really own it. And when you own that part, what's going to bubble up is the shame or the soul loss around never finishing anything, people saying you're a quitter. Mm. Listen, I had three or four business cards, and I'd only been in business for 3 years. And I was like, I love designing business cards. So
Only three? Oh, my goodness.
My mom was like, don't you ever stop creating business cards? I'm like, no.
Well, I'm evolving. Thank you very much.
Well, this is when you had to go to the printer. So this is in 1982. So I've been doing this for a while. Okay. So if you have projects or programs that you feel complete in, then say, okay, I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with this. That may be school. That may be coaching programs. That may be a certification program. I see woo-woo women staying way too long in training programs when they really just need to get out and start doing the healing work that they're being called to teach.
And can we say certification programs? I see that especially in the healer world. They're like, oh, let me just get another certification. Let me just,
yeah.
Then I'll be okay. Then I'll know.
Yeah, then I'll be okay. And I that reminds me, I'll put a certified, I have a certificate from your guides that says you're certified in life.
I love it.
And you can sign it and date it.
I love that. You're certified.
You're certified. You can certify
yourself.
That's
amazing. Yeah. Wow.
The next thing is figure out what and why you're hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what and why you're hiding. And then create a schedule from the vision that works for you. So I work 3 days a week, and then the other days I'm creating. I take 1 week off a month where I'm just either writing or doing art. So that helps my scanner feel like she's not being locked into one thing or another. So.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. We're really tight on time, so I want to close with a blessing for everyone here, and thank you, and give you just this great big virtual hug. I am so grateful you were here with me, and I get to play with you today. All right, everyone, nice deep breath in. You are powerful co-creators with the divine. You are here to bring your gifts into the world. You are here to be that pure expression of the divine in the world today. The world is looking for you. Your people are looking for you. Stand tall in your power. You are certified. You are perfect, whole and complete, just as you are. Own it and share it, because that is what will bring your people to you. Claim it and be it. Now go get your divine on. Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us on this.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.